From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has fired Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and nominated the Director of Central Intelligence Mike Pompeo as his replacement. Mr. Trump spoke with reporters as he prepared to board Air Force One, insisting this was not a sudden decision.
Rex and I have been talking about this for a long time. We got along actually quite well, but we disagreed on things. When you look at the Iran deal, I think it's terrible. I guess it was okay. I wanted to either break it or do something, and he felt a little bit differently. So we were not really thinking the same.
As for Pompeo,
I've worked with Mike Pompeo now for quite some time. Tremendous energy, tremendous intellect. We're always on the same wavelength.
Tillerson later addressed an audience at the State Department.
What is most important is to ensure an orderly and smooth transition during a time that the country continues to face significant policy and national security challenges.
He said he'll exit his duties at the end of the month. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump selected Deputy CIA Director Gina Haspel to replace Pompeo. Both will require Senate confirmation. Sierra Leoneans are headed for a presidential runoff later this month after neither of the two frontrunners secured an outright majority in the first round. Mohamed Konta is the Electoral Commission chairman.
Since none of the candidates of the parties for the presidential election received 55% of the value votes cast, there will be a second election runoff.
Opposition leader Julius Matabio led a field of 16 candidates with just over 43% of the vote. He'll challenge the ruling party candidate, Samora Camara, who just took under 43%. This is VOA News. In Syria's besieged rebel-held eastern Ghouta region, dozens were medically evacuated Tuesday under the auspices of the Syrian Arab Red Crescent, the first to be allowed to leave since a government offensive to break up the rebel hold. This woman said she nearly died from a lack of food. She was deprived, along with others, of everything. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 150 were allowed to leave, even as airstrikes and shelling continued. More than 1,100 have died since the offensive was launched February 18th. In Geneva, UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights Kay Gilmore said tens of thousands of children remain trapped in eastern Ghouta.
How much longer will the international community have such high tolerance for their intolerable suffering?
The UN said more than 900 Syrian children were killed in violence last year. British Prime Minister Theresa May is set to address Parliament Wednesday after Russia missed London's deadline to offer an explanation how a Russian-made nerve agent was used on British soil to fell a former Russian double agent. Monday, she said it was highly likely Russia was involved. Tuesday, President Trump was among world leaders backing the British position.
It sounds to me like they believe it was Russia. Yeah, as soon as we get the facts straight, if we agree with them, we will condemn Russia or whoever it may be.
Mr. Trump spoke by phone to the British leader about the attack on Sergei Skripal and his daughter, March 4th. Russia's foreign minister insisted Moscow was not to blame. The Israeli government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Tuesday appeared to settle a dispute that could have ended his coalition government early and led to snap elections. At issue was a bill to extend a long-standing exemption from military service for ultra-Orthodox Jewish seminary students. His coalition was split on the issue. The UN has received nearly 140 allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse last year, nearly half implicating peacekeeping missions. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that was a drop from the 104 charges involving peacekeepers in 2016. Burundi's ruling party reaffirmed its loyalty to President Pierre Nkurunziza Tuesday, describing him as a visionary. The country is expected to hold a referendum in May whether to amend the constitution to extend the presidential term from 5 to 7 years. Mr. Nkurunziza's decision to extend his time in office beyond 2015 from 2 terms sparked a political crisis. A Japanese spokesman left the door open to a meeting between Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to discuss the matter of the abduction of Japanese citizens. Mr. Abe will confer with President Trump next month in Washington ahead of a possible U.S.-North Korea meeting. The firing of Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, possibly new sanctions by the U.S. targeting China, are blamed for a fall in U.S. stocks in Tuesday trading, the benchmark Dow Jones falling more than 170 points to close at 25,007. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.